This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is open to meeting Iranian President Hassan Rouhani should the right circumstances present themselves.
I think he's going to want to meet. I think Iran wants to get this situation straightened out. Now, is that based on fact or based on gut? That's based on gut. But they want to get their situation straightened out.
The idea of meeting came after Iran's foreign minister made a brief and unannounced visit to the G7 summit in France on Sunday. Mr. Trump says a deal with Iran could be made quickly, but only if Iran agrees to a few things.
We're looking for no nuclear weapons, no ballistic missiles, and a longer period of time. Very simple. We can have it done in a very short period of time.
The president says he's not seeing any kind of regime change with Iran, but he wants the country to stop terrorism. President Trump was a no-show at climate change meetings during the G7 meeting in Biarritz this weekend. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is facing a dramatic climate emergency.
We are on track for 2015 to 2019 to be the five hottest years on record.
Guterres says young people today are the ones leading the way in the fight against climate change.
The G7 was an excellent opportunity to appeal for a very strong engagement of the international community. The youth has been leading the way. We will start the summit with a youth climate summit in the UN, but we need, especially those countries that belong to the G7, to give a positive example.
World leaders at the summit committed to an immediate $22 million to fight the raging wildfires in the Amazon countries in South America. Those wildfires are threatening the world's biggest rainforest. In Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Palestinian base in eastern Lebanon near the border with Syria has been attacked by what local officials and media are reporting as Israeli drones. That's amid rising tensions in the Middle East. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Three strikes just minutes apart apparently hit the base of a Syrian-backed group known as the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command, an ally of the Lebanese Hezbollah militant group. The base is located near the village of Kusava in the eastern Bekaa Valley. An official of the Palestinian group said that the strike was carried out by Israeli drones and did not inflict any casualties. He accused the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of using such attacks to boost his credentials ahead of Israel's parliamentary elections next month. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran has sold the oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. Reuters' Joe Davies reports the vessel's owner will decide on its next destination.
Iran has sold oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. The IRIB news agency quoted an Iranian government spokesman on Monday. It added that the vessel's owner will decide its next destination, but didn't identify the recipient of the oil carried by the Adrian Darya tanker. The ship was released after a five-week standoff over whether it was carrying Iranian oil to Syria in violation of European Union sanctions.
As Reuters' Joe Davies reporting, an Oklahoma state judge has ordered U.S. drug manufacturer Johnson & Johnson to pay $572 million in damages to the state for fueling its opioid crisis. Lawyers said addiction and overdoses of synthetic painkillers have killed more than 10,000 Oklahoma residents since 2000. They ask a record $17 billion in damages. Judge Ted Balkman said Johnson & Johnson will be held accountable for some of the cost of its actions.
The opioid crisis has ravaged the state of Oklahoma. It must be abated immediately. For this reason, I am entering an abatement plan that consists of costs totaling $572,102,028 to immediately remediate the nuisance.
Attorneys cited Oklahoma's public nuisance law, which is intended to protect the public from people and companies looking to harm others. Johnson & Johnson is the first company to be put on trial for what the state said was a cynical, deceitful, multi-billion dollar brainwashing campaign. Johnson & Johnson says it will appeal the ruling. The crew of the International Space Station successfully relocated a Soyuz space capsule to another docking port today. The move is to facilitate the rendezvous with another spacecraft. It followed Saturday's failed docking of the unmanned Soyuz spacecraft. Another attempt at that will be made on Tuesday. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.